Welcome to another Women Crush Wednesday on Sell or Die Podcast. I'm your host, Jen Gluckow, and today is a special episode. I don't have a guest today because what I do have is a very special message that's come to you from my heart that I'm going to talk to you about. So here's the deal. Last week was the Jewish New Year. And in the Jewish New Year, we celebrate the new year, but we also ask God for forgiveness for the bad things that we've done in the past year. And it started to get me thinking and reflecting on the past year and what's been going on. And then I started thinking, okay, well, what if today was January 1st? What kind of new commitments would you be making? And quite honestly, why would you be waiting until January to put these new commitments into action? I want you to take a minute and really think about, what do you intend to do next year? It's January 1st. Pretend it's January 1st right now. What do you intend to do? And then think about, what's holding you back from making it happen right now? You know, I hear all the time people say, oh, I'll do it in the new year, or I'll start that soon. No, if it's that important, you need to start right now. And in fact, I'm going to give you a simple challenge. Now, this is not a sales challenge. It's a life challenge, but it will definitely help you strengthen your relationships. So here's the challenge. I want you to think about the people in your life who you've lost touch with. And I want you to really think about them. Like, think about 2 to 3 people who you've lost touch with and what they meant to you at one point in your life, especially at that point when you felt closest to them. Where are they now? What happened to them? People who at one point meant a lot to you, maybe childhood friends or a family member or former neighbors or even coworkers. I want you to write their names down right now while you're thinking about them. Unless you're driving, then don't write and drive. But in the past 2 weeks, I've had two what I would call blast from the past moments. The first one was one of my best friends who I had lost touch with, and she just texted me out of the blue just to say hi. And when I saw her text, it felt so good to be reconnected and like no time had passed. Like, she was literally just texting me to say, hey, Jen, what's up? I miss you. How are you doing? And we chatted, and then I realized, like, there was really no motive other than catching up. And it just is the best feeling when you know you have friends that, or people in your life that you can reconnect with like that. And then a couple of days later, I heard from another friend who I had lost touch with for almost a decade. She was asking if I could make a connection for her. And to be honest, I was a little reluctant to make that connection because we were so out of touch. And I felt the conversation was void of connection. Because when our relationship was in its prime a decade ago, I would have made the connection without any thought, without any hesitation. But after 10 years of barely connecting and knowing what the other person's up to and all that stuff, I was a bit reluctant, and I felt like the only reason she was reaching out was because she needed help. So I want you to think about this. Who's missing in your life? And here's an easy way to discover it. I want you to think back to who your best friends were 5 years ago. Maybe they were close family members, relatives, friends. Maybe they were people you worked with. Maybe they were people you lived nearby. And I want you to think about, are they your best friends now? And if not, why not? Who should you be reconnecting with? Think about those people. Maybe you've already written down their names, but it may be people you're supposed to be, by society's terms, really close with, like a brother or a sister or a mother or father. But who are those people in your life that have touched you, that you have touched in a really heartwarming way, that you should be reinviting back into your life? And this week, I want you, this is the challenge, I want you to reach out to 3 people, just 3 people who you've lost touch with, simply to tell them hello. No agenda, no motive, no reason other than reconnecting with them. Explain that you are thinking about them. You can even tell them you got the idea from the podcast if you want, but you don't have to. And just reestablish your connection. Reestablish that basis to your friendship, the trust, and tell them how much you appreciate them and that you missed them. No agenda, just a simple hello. In my book, Sales in a New York Minute, I think it's page 204. I actually talk about this a lot deeper, and I talk about staying in connection with people that you love and who mean a lot to you. And I talk about remembering to text them and express your gratitude. And I like to start off my week just by texting or reaching out to, sometimes it's a phone call, to tell, you know, specific people how much they mean to me. And it makes a huge difference in your attitude, in your energy, in everything you're bringing to this world. So my book is Sales in a New York Minute, and it's 212 pages of real-world, easy-to-implement strategies to make more sales, build loyal relationships, and make more money. Why am I telling you in that book to go text people that you love and tell them how much you love them and how much you're grateful for them or your gratitude for them? Well, because it's all related. Your sales are part of who you are on a consistent daily basis. And if you're holding off on those relationships that you need to be most close with and most connected with, then I can guarantee you're also holding off in your sales world, because your personal world and your sales world are no different. And so I want you to look at it as like a reflection, like a mirror, and think about who you're being in your personal life, because that's also who you're being in your sales life. This is not a sales challenge, it's a life challenge. But I promise you, by reestablishing these relationships, your sales are going to grow, because it's going to warm your heart. You're going to be in a better place, and you're going to remember what real connection is like. And I want you to bring that real connection to every relationship that you create. All right, it's time. I'm off to reestablish some of my connections. I'm Jen Gluckow, and this is Women Crush Wednesday. But I'm reminding you to crush it every day.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.